Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
What a track.
Very happy.
You like that?
It's very happy sounding.
Sweet. Hey gang, Aljon Kristen here. And it's a different day, different show. We're doing Dining at Disney, Kristen.
Yes, we are.
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, before we get started with the show, why don't you tell everybody why they should book their next Disney trip with you? Because you are the travel guru.
Well, I can help them find the best deal that is out there, and I can work with any budget. So whether you have a limited budget for your travel needs or a large budget for your travel needs, I can accommodate for both and everything in between.
Okay. Where can people email you to book their next cruise, whatever cruise line, their Disney adventure for any of the U.S. Disney parks, or Universal?
Theme parks and cruises at gmail.com.
Dining at Disney Podcast, available everywhere you get podcasts. Alexa, play Dining at Disney Podcast.
Getting Dining at Disney Podcast from Amazon Music.
The Dining at Disney Podcast. The Dining at Disney Podcast. You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you unreal explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast with your host, Kristen, Bubba, and Kat.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen. With me today is not Bubba or Kat. It is Aljon.
Yo, yo.
And I know, usually we do this on Thursdays. It's been a crazy week. It's actually been a crazy... July was just crazy in general. But Kat and Bubba were both out this week. So being another crazy week, I just postponed it till Sunday. And so Aljon and I are doing the podcast together.
Truth be told, we were going to do it on Thursday.
And then on Friday.
And then on Friday.
And then on Saturday. Yeah.
And then we couldn't put it off any longer. There you have it. Because we love you. So then we're delaying our show. So the Disney list is going to go on after this show. So you're going to get the double dose of Kristen and Aljon. If you're checking us out on the live stream on Facebook on Dining.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click the notification bell so you know when we share new content.
Right on.
And today what we are talking about is a review of the Disney Villains Devilishly Delicious Cookbook.
Okay.
So Insight Editions has been very generous and has sent me a cookbook to review. So this is the cookbook.
For those of you listening on audio, you won't be able to see it, but the Facebook team will.
It is a hardcover cookbook, and you can buy it on Amazon. We will have the links for that in the show notes. But Aljon, do you want to read the little press release information on that?
Well, sure. Inside Edition sent us this. It says, Inside Edition's Disney Villains Publishing Program includes the first cookbook of diabolically delicious Disney treats, an authentic tarot deck filled with cool and creepy original illustrations, and an interactive deep dive into Disney villains' origin stories for young readers. How about that? It's 1999, folks. 1999. And being bad has never tasted so good. Mm. The Disney Villains Cookbook features more than 50 tasty, easy-to-follow recipes inspired by the dastardly Disney villains, from bewitching appetizers to delectable mains to a decadent dessert or decadent desserts. This cookbook offers Disney villain-themed treats for every meal and occasion, featuring full-color photography, suggestions for alternate ingredients, and tips, tricks for some of your favorite Disney villains. This all-ages cookbook is the perfect way to bring friends and family together with this delicious Disney trickery. So here's a few recipes. You ready for this? Ursula's poor unfortunate rolls. Cruella de Vil's Dalmatian pancakes with strawberry compote. Gaston's dozen egg breakfast. You'll be as large as a barge. The Queen of Hearts croquet croquettes. Maleficent's spinning wheel potatoes. And Dr. Facilier's Friends on the Other Side gumbo.
I bet that's delicious. We have not tried that one
yet. I bet it's all pretty.
Yes. So the cookbook is beautiful. It's a hardback cookbook. Every recipe in here has full color photos. And every recipe is themed to a Disney villain.
Nice.
And the other cool thing is it has like a little like introduction kind of thing to the recipes. So I'm going to read the one from the book for the recipe that I made, because I made the sea witch shrimp kebabs.
They were yummy, y'all.
They were delicious. And it says, okay, to start out, it says, in my day, we had fantastical feasts when I lived in the palace. Ursula laments as she snacks on shrimp. And now look at me, wasted away to practically nothing, banished and exiled and practically starving. These spicy shrimp kebabs fit right into Ursula's lair. Delicious on a salad or served alongside a grilled steak for a special occasion dinner. They're so easy to make. That you will definitely won't need to wait for a special occasion.
I should have turned on the
it's hard to read in the
top
dark
lights here, you know. Anyway, I'll show everybody.
So those who are viewing this on Facebook can see.
Nice.
But and all the
they
recipes,
were yummy, by the way. So yummy.
All the recipes are like that, where they've got this little introduction along with your recipe. And there's tips and tricks in this book, too. But if you want to know what kind of recipes are in here, you've got the different sections include appetizers, breakfast, salads and sides, main course, cakes and pies, cookies and sweets, and drinks.
Drinks, but it's a kid's book, so don't get too crazy.
Let's see. For the drinks, there is a shiny tie.
So wait a minute. Do they actually have?
There's no alcohol.
Okay, I didn't think so. It's like you could definitely, if you're an adult, you know, you could put some fun time alcohol in there.
You have to do, I mean, it's like a non-alcoholic Mai Tai is what right. That one is. Sure. So just all you would rum. Have to do is just add, yep, there you go.
Add rum. No, that looks great. I think the illustrations, the photos look great. The tie-in with the Disney villains, of course, is great. And Inside Editions, they're on it when it comes to putting these new cookbooks, this new generation of Disney cookbooks together. So I kind of dig that. And it made sense too, especially during a time when everybody had been doing a lot of eating at home, for them to do something like this and to get the kids involved in it as well. So, and at $19.99, you know, street price there, and we will have that Amazon link. It's a great value and definitely something I suggest just because I have reaped the benefits of you cooking out of this cookbook. So
I really like the cookbooks that Inside Edition is putting together.
Yeah, and it's a hardcover. It's all full color, hardcover, definitely a good buy.
Absolutely. Highly recommend it. And the cool thing about the books that they're coming out with right now, like, you know, last week on the Disney list, we talked about the Villains, A Portrait of Evil book that they had sent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't just do cookbooks. They're doing all kinds of cool stuff.
And this villain book, and at the same time, a tarot card deck with a guidebook came out as well. And there is now a Nightmare Before Christmas cookbook. So I've got that I'll be reviewing in the next couple of weeks. And then they're going to be sending me another cookbook that has to do with princesses and healthy recipes. So I'm really like these things, but it's cool that the villain stuff is coming out now because this gives you the time to start early. It's August. You got little less than, well, you got pretty much 3 months to Halloween. So this gives you plenty of time to start your holiday party planning with a Disney villains theme.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So I highly recommend it. The recipe is easy to make, and you can tell that they definitely have tested these out. You know, sometimes when you look at cookbooks and you read the recipe, you're like, that doesn't sound right. There's something just not right about it. And then you go to make it and it just something like somebody didn't properly come up with the recipe. You know?
Well, yeah, they didn't vet the recipe or put it through its test kitchen.
Yes. Phase, and you can tell with these that they are because everything is nicely balanced.
I think, yeah, it's wonderful. So I would say that in your review of this book, you definitely give it 2 thumbs up.
Yes. I think too. If you like to cook and you're looking for something fun, especially something that's great to do for parties, definitely pick up this cookbook because it's got a little bit of everything.
Sounds wonderful. And once again, you can order Disney Villains Devilishly Delicious Cookbook using our Amazon affiliate link in the show notes. So please check that out. Absolutely. I'm down with that. So, well, that is one portion of the show. I know we have some news. Did you want to talk about some of that?
Sure, we can talk about some news.
Let's talk about some news to get things happening here. You know, Kristen, there's all kinds of Disney food news and travel news.
You know, there is one thing. It's newsworthy, but it's not news okay. per se. That I think is worth mentioning is the one thing I have noticed is as these new restaurants are, you know, restaurants are opening up in the parks and in the resorts, one of the things that people are seeing on the new menus is what I would call significantly higher prices.
Is that right?
Yes. There has been a lot of discussion across social media about how places like Yachtsman Steakhouse has gone up a lot. Carthay Circle's menu has gone up a lot. So it's not just Walt Disney World, Disneyland as well. And a lot of people seem to be disappointed in that and not sure if the menu is going to be able to live up to the new prices.
So if you have enjoyed the food at any of those eateries before, I think you can expect that the food will be pretty darn good. And I'll tell you why. If you haven't been following world events, everything continues to be problematic for supply chain. And that includes food. And we have seen it here where we are. In Tennessee, there are places running out of staples. You've got chicken and beef, fresh vegetables. Everything that we depend on coming from outside of the United States has definitely been affected. You'll see an increase in transportation costs, logistical costs, getting containers overseas from different foods and things that we need. You know, that's affected homes and that are being built and all kinds of businesses. So it's going to happen, folks. And it's just something we all have to kind of contend with moving forward.
It's one of those things that I think a lot of times people forget that once you see gas prices go up, that means everything is going to go up. And however much of that goes up, That's probably how much. Well, you know, so if gas prices go up a full dollar in, say, 4 months, the cost of everything else is going to go up like that as well.
Well, we've seen the cost of gas go up, and we've seen the cost of our own groceries go up. And this was even before, you know, some of these, well, earlier this year that happened.
Yeah.
You know, it happened during the pandemic. You know, it happened a lot. You know, during the pandemic, it was simply supply and demand.
But issue. I'll tell you,
so
gasoline was cheaper.
Well, that's true.
And it was nice because some gas stations, like we've got Thornton's here, was running the 15 cents off per gallon if you had one of their
cards. Which we did. But especially now, people are going to the parks, both Walt Disney World, Disneyland, all the theme parks. It definitely is. Restaurants are taking a huge hit, and your wallet is going to be paying out for that. The logistics and transportation cost 4 times plus the amount that you would normally pay. So companies are shelling out more and more money in order to get your goods here to the United States. So it is something we all have to contend with, but hopefully you'll take that in consideration. And if you're booking your next Disney trip with Kristen, she'll definitely give you tips and tricks on how to make the most out of your dining dollar, because that's what we do here on this show. I'd encourage all my friends to definitely give us a buzz and hit us up. But that is just one
thing. How you say that, like you're doing the show that we do together instead of my show.
I know, I can't help myself.
You always refer to yourself like you're a permanent fixture here.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
I guess you're a permanent fixture in the background.
Because I produce your show. See, hey gang, top secret, I produce Dining at Disney. Hey, by the way, go ahead. You're running.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, hey, face masks are back at the parks.
Yes, they are.
Face masks. So be sure to bring a mask, y'all. And there are mask guidelines. Once again, please know before you go. They are posted there at the Disneyland and Walt Disney World websites. There are certain things that they will not allow you. Face shields are something that is optional. But if you just go in with a face shield and you don't have the actual cloth mask, you know, the mask covering your face, they're going to say, you know, look, you know, I guess they might even give you a mask, like one of those surgical masks or something. But don't count on it.
Yeah, just bring a mask.
Yeah, the sign says, well, just like the Tesla song, guests must properly wear approved face coverings, refrain from using offensive, abusive language, and follow all other park rules. Disney reserves the right to require a guest to leave if they fail to comply. Okay. So, and then there's a bunch of other travel fun stuff. Did you want to just go ahead and just hit on the rest of the Disney stuff that you earmarked for us?
That's not what that's for.
Oh, is that for the other show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. No problem. Hey, so another quick service spot is back at Hollywood Studios. And I think this is really cool. So you want to let everybody know?
It is Catalina Eddie's.
Yay.
Which is a great place because they have your more typical park fare. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for like pizza and salads and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've eaten there before. So good times there. If you're pizza people. Over at DCA, Kristen, another one of our favorites is back.
The bread bowls.
Yay, bread bowls. So we have character dining return for the first time at Storytellers Cafe. I think we've mentioned that.
And I'm excited that the Harbor Galley reopened.
Very nice. Very nice. So anyway.
I was surprised it didn't open sooner.
Well, I think once again, they're trying to be judicious with where they have their food offerings open. Right. In order to, you know, to save and make the best of what they have. So once again, stop by Pacific Wharf Cafe, Disney's California Adventure, and they can carb load over there at the bakery there, Pacific Wharf. So that's great. And what we love, bread bowls. So just go ahead and check out the bread bowls because they're fresh, made there at the Bowden Bakery.
Yep. And you can get a salad or you can get soup in your bread.
Disneyland seems to be opening a bunch of other things, too. Not only that, But one of our favorites over there at Disneyland is open with a very limited menu.
And I was very excited because last time we finally were able to grab Walt's table that he always had when he ate there. So that was very exciting to me to get to sit and eat where Walt sat and ate at the Golden Horseshoe.
Yes, Golden Horseshoe. That's where we're getting at. It's like, where did Walt eat? Didn't he eat everywhere at Disneyland? Well, yeah, he did. But definitely the Golden Horseshoe, which is a favorite of ours. So you can check out the horseshoe. It's set to serve up lunch and dinner between 11 a.m. to 8 or to 9 p.m. daily. And they did pare down the menu. So you won't be able to find chicken wings or loaded potato skins or pepper jack mac and cheese. But you still can have some selections. They've got fish and chips, chicken tenders, mixed green salad, as well as a Power Pack Kids and chicken tenders for the little ones.
It's very limited.
Yep, very limited.
But you can get ice cream desserts there.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'll take some of that.
Me too.
So something else that you love is
popcorn buckets.
Hmm. So popcorn buckets. You know, there is not only the release of the Cinderella carriage bucket in a retro Disney bucket, but now there is a brand new Mickey balloon popcorn bucket with bright electric blue color. So I think this one's a really stunning piece.
I like that.
It's good for people and fans. So it's a blue mirror reflective popcorn bucket that's in the shape of a Mickey ear balloon.
Okay,
cool.
So our little girl, Boo, she would love this because she likes things that are shiny. She likes to look in mirrors.
Yes.
She now knows who Mickey is. So if she sees anything Mickey anywhere, she calls him Nicky Mouse.
That's right.
She can't say her M for Mickey right for some reason.
She's very young. She just turned two. Well,
I know. And it's so cute. But she would love that. She would be so excited if she saw that.
That's right. I'd be excited if I see it too, because I want to have it. The popcorn buckets, I think, are some of the fun collectibles that you can pick up and put on display and use around. I think the popcorn buckets are just fun just to use around the house because we eat popcorn a lot here in this home.
Yes.
So available at select popcorn carts in Tomorrowland. So go over there and check it out over there at Disneyland. Because they've got some cool stuff going on. Alrighty. Trying to see if there's any. I think that's pretty
think
much
that's
the news for this week. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. You can find us on Anchor or one of your favorite podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, any of those places. And we would like to thank our top donor, Lindsay Marie. You too can have your name mentioned on the show by being a donor on Anchor. And you can do that for as little as 99 cents a month or as much as $9.99 a month. You can also support the show by shopping our links for Amazon, which you can find the books that we were talking about today there, as well as the Disney Store and Garden Grocer. Alton, will you tell everybody where they can find Dining at Disney and you?
Hey, you can find Dining at Disney at diningatdisney.com. All the social media is there. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, easiest way to find us. And for all of your travel needs, feel free to email Kristen. She'll give you that free quote. themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Not only that, but you can book any cruise from any cruise line as well to save you time and money.
Also, don't forget to check out Kat's podcast, Eat the Pictures.
Yes, a fun little bite-sized podcast, and episodes are under 15 minutes typically. So go out there and check it out.
You can also check out the Disney list that I do most Sundays without John live on Facebook.
I think you're going to do it tonight.
You can also find our friends WDW Park Hoppers, Park Hopper John, and Park Hopper Sid at WDW Park Hoppers. Also, check out the Disney Parks podcast with Tony and John. They do multiple shows every week. They're crazy that way.
They are. But we love them anyway.
Until next time, I'm Kristen. With me was Aljon. Bon appetit.
The Dining at Disney podcast is not affiliated with Walt Disney World or the Disney Company.
Have a great week, everyone. I mean, I could have just simply played the spiel, you know.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Aljon Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Aljon Goh. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.